Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host on this weekend show. We're talking about issues surrounding internet and device safety when it comes to youth and some crimes that have been witnessed here in Tuolumne County. We have a panel of guests in studio. We have Sheriff Bill Pooley, who's joining us, as well as the Public Information Officer for the Sheriff's Office and Administrative Investigator, Ashley Bujikian. And we have Captain David Vasquez as well. I'll go back to Captain Vasquez. You know, can you explain a little bit about just what you've witnessed when it comes to predators, kind of their marketing techniques and how they try to get to children?
Well, BJ, we find that they absolutely use marketing techniques, and they tailor those techniques to different age groups, of children. For example, they establish a need, or they establish, you know, what it is that the children or youths are looking for and seeking out. And in some cases, it's drugs, or I know you hear the term vape pens, or alcohol, cigarettes, tobacco products. And a lot of these things are hidden kind of in plain view when we talk about the items that they're buying. For example, in many of cases we've seen, and specifically in the Pacheco case, we saw that some of those marketing techniques were lacing certain items like bags of potato chips, and not just regular bags of potato chips, but the fun size bags of potato chips that you would see in a child's lunch. Or different types of candy, whether it was hard candies or gummy bears, gummy worms, all packaged to be very enticing to children or youths. So you're definitely, the strategy that we see is definitely made to make it fun. There's a fun aspect there where it's pleasing to the eye of the youth or the child to want to get those items and consume them, and it definitely takes that role where it becomes easier to exchange those items, and it's familiar to the children. These are things that they see all the time in the stores. It might even be something that mom and dad's bought for them at different times, but now this is laced with drugs. And it's all part of that hiding in plain view. We talk about being able to go onto a phone and seeing different applications on the phone. It might say that it's a game per the app, but when you touch it and access the file, it's now something different, where it's maybe photos or messages or different types of messaging programs where kids are writing notes and they're setting up places where they can exchange money, or in the case of the Pacheco case, different sexual acts in exchange for payment, where these children are being exploited for money and other types of abuse in exchange for these things. So I always say, and what you'd asked before, is what are some key indicators? And that is, if you're seeing things or trash that's unusual for your typical grocery buying or in the kids' rooms, know that sometimes you can smell drugs in those empty wrappers, or if you're seeing odd behavior out of your children. But again, it's very challenging. You know, this is not an easy task for parents. I know that parents, you know, they try really hard to do everything that they can, but it's hard when things are hidden in plain view, when there's normalcy to what you're seeing. And to think that there's people out there exploiting these children and we have to go to these measures to do it is sad, but it is a reality for sure.
Yeah, it's definitely a challenge. And moving over to Investigator Bujikian, you know, as Captain Vasquez mentioned, that a lot of things are in plain sight. Are there kind of some terms or phrases that parents could keep an eye out for at all?
Yeah, so some of the most commonly used substances by kids is going to be your vapes and your vapes with marijuana in them. So they tend to call the vapes vape pens. If it has to do with marijuana, they will call it a cart. They'll call it dab. They might be asking for a battery, because to actually operate the pens that have marijuana, they need a battery and a cartridge. They might be calling it THC or wax or a wax pen. Those are all very common terms that you might see.
How about behaviors? Are there behaviors that kids exhibit you should keep an eye out for?
Really, the behaviors you're looking for are just changes in behavior, because every kid is so different. When we're talking about vape and marijuana, and you're talking about somebody who's using those things, they might get more aggression or mood swings, right? So you're just looking for changes in behavior. If they seem like they're trying to hide something or starting to become sneaky about things, or grabbing their phone real quick and trying to hide it, you know, those are things that you should be wondering why are they doing that, right? And have that open line of communication to ask them about it.
Go back over to Sheriff Pooley. Anything else on this topic that we've been discussing that you'd like to bring up?
You know, as we're talking about this, I'm thinking about my kids when they're teenagers. And you want to trust your kids. You want them to grow and learn and be, you know, self-sufficient. But as Captain Vasquez said, these children just don't have the maturity level to do that. So I guess my advice to parents, when in doubt, you have to check. You have to intervene. You have to have those hard conversations. And you know what? The kids are going to get upset when you check their phones, but Lord forbid you don't check it, and somebody like this Pacheco is soliciting your child. You have to intervene. You have to intercept this early on. And we set down a ground rule with my children. Hey, we're going to give you this phone, but it's my phone. I'm going to look at it. I'm going to check it whenever I want. Know that right now. And set the ground rules early on for these children. You know, I personally think social media, it can be the scourge of the earth. It can be used for some great things as well. And your initial instinct, especially after hearing all this, is no way I'm not going to give my child a phone or access to gaming and things like that. But in today's day and age, it's part of their social makeup. If you're not aware of what's going on phones and games and things like that, you're a social pariah, you know. So they are going to be in our lives. You just have to set the ground rules early and act on it. Don't just let it go.
Yeah, I can see that. I know as a parent that first day they want that device or they want whatever it is, you know, so badly that they're going to agree to those things. So set those parameters early so everybody knows. Everybody knows the rules.
And do it regular. Hey, no, I'm checking your phone now. Just make it a normal course of business. And I think Ashley wanted to add something.
Yeah, so to go back to kind of terminology, the criminals who go out and they sell to kids, they're typically called plugs, or they might be called connects also. So you're looking for that terminology if there's any kind of mention of a plug, or if plug is in somebody's username, because a lot of times they will make their username obvious that they are dealing. So if that's in the username, that should be a red flag that, hey, who is this person that you're talking to, right? Because they might be a dealer. And the dealers that we're seeing now are also mobile. So they call them mobile plugs, and they will actually drive to a location to deliver whatever drug the child has decided to buy.
Need to take one more break. We're talking with a panel of law enforcement officials on this weekend show, joined in studio by Sheriff Bill Pooley, also Captain David Vasquez, and Investigator Ashley Bouchikian. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. A reminder, if you missed any of this or past Motherload Views shows, they are all archived up on mymotherload.com. Click on the media section to find a rundown of the various shows. We'll be back with our final segment here in just a minute.